The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Hour number two, and again, 6 o'clock. 6 p.m. at Pinnacle Bank Arena. Huskers and the Wildcats take it on. And I think, again, there's some curiosity about the lineups and curiosity about the rotation and what you're going to see tonight. We really don't know what kind of ball game we're going to see. We really don't know. We don't know what Collins and Northwestern will come in and try to do. It's going to be interesting. So we'll take your input, 402-464-5685, Sartor Hammond text line. Tell me what you expect tonight at PBA. Tell me if you're going. If you're going to be down to PBA, let us know. It would be great to look out for each other. And, again, as the email says from the university, we need you at PBA tonight. That is a statement of truth. You can follow us on the Sartor Hammond live video stream, Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, and Twitter live. You can see what's going on. You can jump on the app. So if you're driving around and you think you're reaching some part of the area where you're going to lose a signal, the app travels. It goes everywhere. Or you can jump on the video streams, which go anywhere as well. You never get limitation when it comes to that sort of stuff. So greatly appreciate you. Jay Foreman, Friday, we're going to be where?
The Mercado Certified Piedmontese Special Ingredients and Butcher Shop. I can't wait to see what I can go down there and get. Obviously, Tomahawk, courtesy of Jake Sorensen and the Miami Dolphins, is on tap. Probably get some strawberry sorbet and plenty of other things. They have their own spices, sauces, pasta, take-home meals, seafood, single servings, family size. It's all good.
Somebody on the text line just said, hopefully catch by three or more. I find it personally weird to bet on college sports because I know college athletes, and they are the most inconsistent. It's not – look, most of my former players in college would call me, and I'd have to ask them, did you change your underwear? Did you change your socks? Did you shower today? Have you cleaned your room? What was the last time you did laundry? Like basic things that right. We have forgotten as adults what it was like to be 18 to 22 years old. There's not a lot of consistency in space. They don't know who they are. They rarely know what they're supposed to do that day. If it's not on their electronic schedule, they have zero chance of remembering. And change your socks and change your underwear doesn't show up on your phone unless mom and dad sent it.
Having recently been there, I at least changed my socks and underwear.
See, I'm proud of you, Austin. I'm proud of you. Like, Jay, am I wrong?
Yeah.
Am I wrong that these folks, like, we really don't know, right? We don't know what they're doing.
No.
We don't
know. I
think
it's going to be interesting to see what happens here just because it's a huge, huge, opportunity for, Nebraska right now. And, I'd say it's a tumultuous time, but it's actually a good time.
Transition.
Yeah.
Change.
Yeah.
This is a time of change. And that's a part of what we were talking about was in this new leadership and new people in play, there are some things that with free thinking, you could improve several programs at the same time. But mainly, you could improve Nebraska football.
Right.
By one of the easiest ways, transfer portal. But you have to have a plan for who you bring in, how you're going to attract those folks, how do you pay for them, what is NIL required. I'll ask this question. Is everybody who's transferring in getting an NIL deal, or some folks transferring in just because?
I don't know, man.
I mean, I didn't know the answer to it.
I think NIL is one of. I was just thinking about this today. What's real money, which I call cash in hand, right? Mm-hmm. So if you check your bank account, it's in there, or is it, you got a car deal, so you don't pay any car payments, and I'm assuming insurance until you.
Rent.
Graduate, or whatever. So you're essentially renting a car. So I'm assuming that a lot of them are getting NIL deals, but I don't know. Obviously, NIL is kind of like, it's the unknown known, I guess, right? So it's out there. You don't know what it is. you don't know what's fashion, what's not. It's just like, the $13 million deal with that kid in Florida. How much of it was real money, or how much was it like benefits? Like, were they equivalently letting him live rent free and lights and all the utilities free in some sort of huge mansion that was $10,000 a month to, a VRBO that was a Florida Gator booster's mm-hmm. third house?
Mm-hmm.
And did he have, instead of one car, did he have two? So that's equivalent of another $5,000 a month or whatever.
Gas card.
And then he probably had some, appearances and all that stuff. What's factual, what's not, so be it. If not, then, I'm sure there's some guys doing really well off it, and there's some guys that have a little bit more business sense than others, but I think it's real short-sighted to think that everybody that comes here is getting some huge NIL deal. I think the best NIL deal that you can get, obviously – I would advise everybody to ask for it, mm-hmm. and then I would get what you can get. But then I would also want to make sure that I'm covered in the short term, which is whenever you get here. But then also I want to be able to go back and renegotiate as well. If I come in as a freshman, say I redshirt, or I play a little bit, and then by my third year or second year, I go from just playing a little bit to starting the next year, I do well. Well, by that third year, I kind of outgrown that first one. Because the first one is it had high school, JUCO / previous residence tied to it. Now my residence is here, and you have 2 or 3 years of Jay Foreman residency. I got to come see you again,
right?
Colton Feast was
a perfect example.
Now on the flip side, you could sign a huge NIL deal, and everybody looking at you crazy. When you aren't living up to the perceived production to go with the NIL deal. Mm-hmm. So it goes two ways. And I think a lot of times the athletes like it one way, which is give me without giving.
Hasn't that been kind of what the university's been doing along?
I'm assuming these guys are going to be a little bit more prudent with it, but I'd say – don't be so prudent that you miss out on opportunities to have guys that you need on your team, because ultimately, as I talked about the responsibilities in the last hour of the head coach, you're getting judged on wins and losses. When you're getting paid at the type of pay rate that some people get paid across America, nobody caring no more how much time you need, because time is now.
Their real issue is when the NCAA says NIL cannot be pay for play.
But that's fine. What I'm saying is that's fine. NIL is NIL. But what I'm saying is don't be so prudent or so stingy with the NIL that you guys that actually can help you win
right.
aren't playing for you. Because ultimately what I'm saying is NIL or not, if there was no NIL, if you're getting paid what you're getting paid and you're at the disjuncture at Nebraska football.
You're getting paid less than everybody else.
but if there's no NIL in America,
right?
But you're getting paid what you're getting paid right now, or equivalent of whatever it's based on the TV contracts. Nobody cares because they expect you to win. So that's why, therefore, when you're looking at your NIL budget for his roster, who I need, is he really the guy I really want? Nah. But he knows how to play in the Big Ten, and we got to win next year, and I'm being judged on a year-to-year basis on me as a position coach or a coordinator or whatever, or analyst or whatever. Yeah, you better. My biggest, I guess, advice would be, if you really want to do good at NIL, if you really want to do good at NIL, I wouldn't say take the coaches out of it. I would make sure I have guys that. Now, granted, I don't know if you can do this, so I don't know all the rules. So I'm just talking. Period.
Go ahead.
I would say either, I don't know if you want to call it advisory committee. Whatever name that you want to come
up
with.
Yes to both of the things you just said.
That helps the NIL companies, whatever they're called, collectives, whatever their names are, evaluate and price tag these players. Because
spectacular.
Don't you want coaches in that space, though? Like, hey, here's what I
think
about
this. Well,
technically,
I don't
think you can, right? I'm just saying, can we change the rules to get the coaches in that
space? Well, if they wanted to get it right. That's what you would do. If you want to get it right, put advisors and free thinkers in that space to represent both sides to the other side.
Well,
right? So because you want –
like a coach GM.
Right. You right. want somebody to – you need – you know, again, if you had in this space for Jay to go, I've evaluated this kid. This is not a $10,000 NIL guy.
Well, based off what you want. But then you got like – I mean, if you ask the coaches in this space, then you're kind of, you know, it's taken away from what they're doing is coaching the guys that are presently on the roster. You got analysts over there. You got tons of, like, Nick Saban has, I don't know, he has the most analysts, I think, ever. You got people that you can hire that can also help you in your football program with a different title that can help you with this because they know while you're breaking bread in these big old coaches' meetings, of what you look, what you need. So if you need somebody, if I need somebody to look at defensive line and what the nuances of playing it, and I don't want my coach to take away from what he's doing, which is coaching, recruiting our present day roster that's already went through the recruiting cycle. Then you got Jason Peters say, okay, look, dude, give me your scouting report on Austin, DP, and Jay Foreman. Tell me exactly what you think. As a player,
and then
that's an easy one. I'm at the bottom of that report.
But if you're
the 4.0, there's some benefit.
Austin, you look like you got a good get off on the line of scrimmage. but then you take that report and that person and marry them with the defensive line coach and analyst, right? And then you're getting a more bang for your buck. For therefore, when you're going into the portal, you're not just shopping blindly. You're shopping for. What you need. So if you need to go to whatever store and you need, you know, whole grain, you know, pasta, you're not going in there and just getting the regular pasta that's, you know, from a company that you never heard of. So the quality isn't there. Oh, well, we actually need a pass rusher, but we don't need him this year. We need the guy that you can see a lot of potential in that could probably get in our weight program, nutrition program, our life skills, and our scheme that maybe – you know, say he's from Kansas somewhere and he's a late bloomer, or he only played 1 year of football and he was a basketball player, and then you realize a 6'4 power forward probably isn't going to play at Michigan State. So
he makes a really good tight end.
But he makes a really good tight end, or he played tight end, or, you know this coach from, you know, Virginia, you know, or something, and he's telling you about this kid that just moved into, you know, like Sean Bryson, he's down in Asheville. A lot of the guys that he's sending to Power Five are.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You know, from Canada, or, you know, some of them are for overseas, or they're from, you know, North Carolina, Tennessee area that aren't into the big classes, but are coming there and get into his kind of Tennessee volunteer type of deal. And now they're playing on Saturdays in the Power Five at Duke's and North Carolina's. And he's tweeting out all the different coaches that are stopping at his campus because it's kind of like a little bit lower level IMG.
What would it take? Let's say they. magically a wand is waved and both Kearney and the University of Nebraska call you and say, hey, Jay, we need for somebody to be that great conductor between the two programs to evaluate areas of need for the Huskers via Kearney, right? On their roster. Is there anything in play? Is there anybody on that roster that we're missing? Like, right, we're not seeing this on. And for you to be able to go to Coach Howell and say, hey, you know what? Here's this linebacker.
Or it could help you.
Could help.
I mean, that's the lines of communications. I mean, I think Matt Rule's in an advantageous position where you have a coach that's how far is Kearney? About 2 hours?
Yeah.
That's 2 hours down the road, that loves the university, that's going to coach these guys for the right way, develop them, and kind of be along the lines, even though he's not directly connected to Matt Rule.
That's your job. That would be your job.
He's doing it the right way. And it saves you money. You get an honest evaluation. And Ryan's not the type of coach that wants to keep Derek Pearson there for his betterment. If he has the wants to go to a bigger school,
he's going to help.
He's going to help him. And, you know, obviously he's going to keep it real with him. Because one thing Ryan has said when he was on, I think, with Sipple and Jake real early one morning, is that it helps his program. People always look at me weird when I said it helps Nebraska in an indirect way if kids are so good or thought of so highly that other schools are coming here to recruit your high school kids. Because what it's going to do is hopefully amplify how you evaluate them, and then therefore you not only have to evaluate them, you have to evaluate everybody else more fairly, right? Because if they come in and say you got, I don't know, say in the next two classes you got five linebackers that are really good, right? But three of them are going to, like, other schools. So then, therefore, we got to make sure we really hammer the twos that are left that we really like. And then also we got to make sure that we got two in our back pocket that maybe you know, are legitimate developmental projects or somebody that – or maybe we need to get a head start on the 9th, 10th, and 11th grade guys or whatever coming up the pipe. So it will put the pressure back on you to do better, and ultimately you'll be a better program for it. So it just comes down to what you like, how you like it, and how you view it, and then what you make of it. I mean – everybody that they've signed at Nebraska has the potential, or the P word, the potential. That means they ain't done nothing.
I think there's so much talent.
Like Jeff Sims, right? He's got all the talent in the world and all the potential in the world. He ain't done nothing here. And that's not a knock. That's not hating. But you know, the one thing that you can't measure on tape or talking to people is how – anybody that comes here that will be willing to embrace the expectations or the thought of expectations. Because, you know, one of the things that I was a little leery of is when you have guys that were like, and this is a little bit of the fan base where we have players that are like, oh, it felt like it was too much pressure living up to, you know, I guess, you know, the good teams, whether it's 2009 defense, 90s, and all this other stuff. Well, I mean, the thing is how short-sighted thinking is. You think when these guys go to Alabama, you think Nick Saban, when he first got there, didn't hear about Bear Bryant? Do you think Will Anderson that's there right now, do you think he doesn't hear about Derek Thomas and Cornelius Bennett and Curry?
And he's certainly not getting mad about it.
Do you think the running backs at Ohio State isn't talking about or isn't hearing about? Well, we had J.K. Dobbins in here, and he's playing now, right? He's playing for the Ravens, and he already told you that he should have been getting the ball, and I would have rarely liked him to get the ball. Then therefore, we would have been playing Jacksonville instead of Cincy, and we might be still talking about Buffalo. But you got some dogs that are playing, or like you think when you go play quarterback at Tennessee, and you think like you know you hear about Peyton Manning or the national championship teams, or your linebacker, you think they're bowing down to that? Like, that's what needs to change more than talent.
It's the narrative.
But this is
why we turn the mic on for you, because there's so much of this stuff that's just beyond basic logic for good.
Like, well, it's at the end of the day, if you don't reach the apex, which you most likely won't, but if you get dang close to it, you're way ahead of if you said, you know what, I want new expectations because they're a little bit lower. So I actually want to win not the bronze. I want to win the like aluminum championship, but I'm still a champion.
What Don Cornelius say? Reach for the sun, and if you miss, you'll land amongst the stars. Like, that's a basic thing. You can't get great acting like you're smarter than people who have achieved what you haven't.
Right.
Like, it is just
that's part of the problem. I mean, I think as long as that's done internally and through all the whole support staff, coaching staff, if they have that type of mentality, not that you gotta like constantly be compared to it, but if you consciously try to minimize it or nullify it, you're dead in the water. You will never win here. Because you're actually trying to run a race with no goal line, you know what I'm saying?
And a moving goal.
It's not even a concrete. Right. So there's two ways.
Finish line.
So there's two ways that it can go when you have that. When you don't have a goal, right? And ultimately, if you get to where we were, then there is no beyond that. Okay. So, but if you have a unlimited race, there's two ways you can think of it. You could just anoint yourself as being successful without really being successful. Because you can kind of muddy the message to make it seem like you're successful, or you will be just flat out horrible.
And just not having a GPS, like it's
that's the way it is.
Right?
You could say, "Hey, I'm coming across the Atlantic. I'm just gonna go and find somewhere." Well, you know, I found somewhere. I saw a little patch of land, so we did discover something. But you're ultimately trying to find, you know, the shores of New York City and stuff like that.
Everybody understood when Ollie said, "I'm the greatest." Everybody else can't say that. Because then you got to say the greatest what?
But the thing is, when he did it, he knew that he had expectations to live up to. So if he didn't feel like training, he knew his butt was on the line,
and his reputation, right. His word had zero
and
value,
and it meant something to him. So if it means something to you to be the best that you can be, it don't matter what time of era that you play, it'll all work.
That's
itself
why
out.
He made those predictions. It held him accountable, and it made him accountable.
And you know what else? Everybody else that he was competing against saw the work he did and how great he was. So it actually amplified everybody else. Without Joe Frazier, there's no Ali. Without Ali, there's no Joe Frazier. They brought out the maximum in each other.
How about that?
You know what I mean?
Not being afraid of being compared. As a matter of fact, every great fighter, Tyson, Ali, all of them, Frazier, all compared themselves to the greats before them. That was the measuring stick, and they need to hold it as a crown, like as a responsibility. Like, I have to be this good.
Right.
I have to be this good. And they weren't trying to be the worst fighter on the card. They're trying to be the best. That's how you knew what was going on. Before I get out of here, because I'm going to hand it over to you guys for the final half hour, but I want to ask you about this Marcus Stokes young man, Jay Foreman. He was a former Florida quarterback commit. who got the offer, right? Committed, yeah. and then they found his social media.
Yeah, he was reciting a rap song, right?
Yeah, you know.
He's just, not the first, not the last, I'm going to say that.
Right. Just think about it, right? But then he gets an offer from an HBCU, a historically black college university.
Right.
And immediately there are people that went, well, that's weird.
Yeah.
Am I wrong in thinking that this is exactly what this young man needs? To be put in a situation where it's not about him, that he is the minority, that he will be held accountable for his words, and he will become familiar about the thing that he casually talked about. What better way for you to know the power of that word and value than to put you in a space where you're being held accountable for it? Is that not fair? Am I wrong in that?
Yeah, did he accept the offer?
No, but he just, you know, he has the offer.
It'd be a good, I guess, educational piece, in a definitely a life changing decision.
The first thing
I could think about, he could come there and have the reputation, then he leaves like the one dude on Road Trip.
Then he's
messing around braiding his hair and wearing an African medallion. But yeah, it's interesting. But I mean, at the end of the day, it's unfortunate, and I'm sure he's paying for it, man. He had an offer from Florida, or he's committed too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I mean, he's learning the power of
his words
and actions power and stuff. So now it's up to him to make it, you know, right. I mean.
Ooh-wee.
There's probably plenty of people out there have done worse that probably didn't, you know, just ain't been caught.
It will lead to interesting conversations all the way.
Well, if he takes the offer, then
that says to me that he's really about trying to learn from it. He's not speaking out of the side of his mouth. He's literally going to go, you know what?
You really think that that'd be just way too much. I mean, he would be on. You talking about NIL deal? He would have to. I mean, Oprah might interview him.
Right.
I need to get a meal.
That would make you accountable, now, wouldn't it?
Yeah, but I got to get paid for that. You accountable? Boy, your life be on the line.
Well, he'll also find out that, you know, value is relative. You, for all the work he's put in as a quarterback in high school, his value at Florida is not the same as it would be if he went to Bethune-Cookman.
Yeah.
Like, there's not – like, you understand. There's a reason why you have to work and be accountable for stuff.
Yeah, but the Bethune-Cookman, they got some own it. But, yeah, it's if he went to, Clark University in Atlanta?
Yeah. Send him to Spillman. Let him go down there.
Let him go to Atlanta, go to Freaknik or something.
First trip. Hey, we should take Austin down to Atlanta. I'll take him to a Howard University football game.
Yeah, Howard would be bad. Atlanta's, you just never know.
Yeah, Spillman would.
I've driven through once. That's my only experience.
Oh, Atlanta? You've been through Atlanta?
Driven through it once.
No, you don't.
I'm just saying.
It didn't get on you.
No,
it didn't get on you. It didn't land.
The thing about Atlanta, you'll drive through there, go in there and get you like something to eat at a gas station, come out, and your car will be on blocks. They can put your car up on blocks and take your wheels off your car faster than anybody in America.
Oh, my goodness.
It's like they're walking thieves and mechanics.
I'm still trying to figure out why NASCAR had gotten into recruit.
Right, that's exactly. They got, you know how you have those like powerful things. Yeah. I mean, they must just carry them.
Hey, they carry them like tool belts. Yep. Man. Like,
and then put your rims on their car and then honk the horn.
Drive
at
off deuces. Yep. They're gonna get the NASCAR pit recruiting at Compton.
That's right.
All right, I'm gonna hand it over to y'all. I'm headed down to PBA. Y'all be good until Jay Foreman and Austin will take you through the rest of the show.
Watch Old School Live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with DP and Jay on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy 5 or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.